Hi, everyone. This is Yolan from the network. Hi, welcome. This is Yolan from the network.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, it's Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just going to give folks some time to join the call.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
How are you?
Great. We're just waiting for some more folks to join the call.
Sounds great.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the call. We're just waiting for more folks to join us.
Okay.
We'll get started in a couple of minutes.
All righty.
So we'll give folks another minute to join.
All right.
I'm going to get started, and as folks come on, if they have questions, we'll just fill them in. Thank you all for joining the call. I'm Yolan Tomlinson, the National Education Coordinator here with the U.S. Human Rights Network. So I'm going to go around and have you all introduce yourselves. Just name an organization, please. And feel free to
Address anyone. This is Terrence from the Black Alliance for Just Immigration.
Jessica Eaglin, Brennan Center for Justice.
Eric Tars, National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty.
Courtney Hansen, Georgia Women's Action for New Direction.
Kevin Murray from the Program on Human Rights and the Global Economy.
Mariah McGill from the Program on Human Rights and the Global Economy.
Is there anyone else? Okay. Well, thank you for joining the call, and more so for submitting proposals and doing presentations for the conference. We have an exciting agenda lined up for the conference that we think you all will find find engaging and robust. For today's call, we really want to go over just some general overview of the conference agenda, as well as our overall goals and expectations for the workshop. and answer any questions that you may have related to the conference and the workshop specifically. So in terms of the conference agenda, the conference will be December 6th to the 8th here in Atlanta. And on Friday, we start at 1 p.m. with a Human Rights 101. It's been in-person training. It's youth-focused but open to everyone. After the training, we will have a local action at Grady Memorial Hospital, a local public hospital here in Atlanta, focused on the need for Medicare expansion, Medicaid expansion in the state of Georgia. And that's being put on by a number of local groups in the area. After the action, we'll reconvene at New Ebenezer Baptist Church for a welcoming event and reception. Then on Saturday, we'll open the conference with the welcoming, followed by featured speakers and presentations on the four thematic tracks that the conference will focus on. And those, again, are the immigration system and migrant justice, economic justice and workers' rights, the criminal system and mass incarceration, and environmental and climate justice. After that session, we'll have a keynote by Dr. Carol Anderson, a premier scholar and thinker on human rights in the U.S. And after that, we will have a series of breakout sessions. This will be one of three opportunities for breakout sessions throughout the conference. Second opportunity for breakout session will be a series of people movement assemblies and regional organizing opportunities. And then in the evening, we will have our 10th anniversary celebration and human rights awards presentation. And then on Sunday, we will have a series of emerging issues presentations, followed by a keynote by Mr. Glenn E. Martin, and then really a session bringing together all of the themes and emergent issues that we've discussed throughout the conference and the role of the human rights movement in that. We'll close the day with a cultural closing, followed by our USHRN member meeting. Something to note in terms of just sort of general conference issues are that if you have not already registered for the conference, please do so. It's important for us to sort of get a clear sense of the numbers of folks who are coming for catering and all sort of other purposes. As well, if you have AV needs for your workshop, please get in touch with Keisha Johnson, who's our event coordinator for the conference. Her address is Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A, at ushrnetwork.org, and I'll repeat it again at the end of this call. And again, just to sort of take responsibility for each other, so if your co-presenters, if you know that they haven't registered, please reach out to them and make sure that they've done that, and as well, book your hotels. So are there any questions on just sort of overall conference agenda and some general information and questions you have related to that?
This is Terrence. I have maybe two or three questions.
Sure.
So the first one is, what time were the workshops scheduled for on Saturday? I know I'm doing the one related to immigrant rights, so I'm just curious. I'm also wondering about the regional organizing opportunities, if you could say more about what that is. And finally, can you do kind of describe emerging issues on Sunday?
So the concurrent sessions are scheduled for 1:15 to 2:45 on Saturday, and again from 3 to 4:30. So this would fall back-to-back. In terms of the regional organizing and people's movement assemblies, those are from 4:30 to 6:30, so 2 hours on Saturday evening. And what was your question about the emerging issues?
Yeah, can you say what they are or what's that all about?
Yes, I certainly can. So we have I think four or five presentations, and these will be presented in similar styles to the featured presentations. And so these are on emerging human rights issues or issues within the movement that have been marginalized or sort of not, you know, sort of brought to the fore. One is by the Black Women's Blueprint, looking at the birth of the Black Women's Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the U.S. Another is on the repression of student activism for Palestinian human rights, so issues of free speech on campus. Another is looking at providing solutions for street-level sex worker and drug users, looking specifically at some of the laws and policies in Atlanta on that issue. And another is on indigenous issues within Puerto Rico and issues of sovereignty. So those are the specific emerging and marginalized human rights issues that will be taken up in that Sunday session.
Thank you.
Are there, and this conference agenda is currently online on our conference page. So in my follow-up, specifically on the moderator protocols, I'll include a link to this as well as Keisha's information. Are there any other questions related to sort of general conference agenda and what to expect? Okay. So the next piece on our agenda, and I'm hoping to just keep this call to about 30 minutes or so you all can, you know, have the rest of the time to get back to your busy schedules, is our overall goals and expectations for the workshop. And these are just really reminders, because these are things that you're already familiar with from the call for proposals, but want to sort of bring to your attention. And in particular, there will be two pieces that I'll get into later around the intersectionality framing questions and a causality framework that we'll be using to support these goals for the conference. And the first is that we're looking for these to be educational opportunities for participants that are interactive. We're encouraging people to, and that these workshops encourage people to engage in cross-issue learning. Again, that these workshops address issues in an intersecting way, specifically the impact of race, class, gender, sexuality, among other identity markers, that they address the interdependence of rights, how, for example, rights function together and are mutually reinforcing, that they highlight where possible the role of state repression in contributing to the abuses experienced, and the responsibility of government to respect, protect, fulfill human rights, and remedy those violations. As well, we're looking for the workshops, where possible, to address the role of corporate actors in perpetuating human rights abuses and hindering solutions. And certainly not least, that they provide participants with opportunities to engage in an action. And so these are all things that, you know, that's been, you know, part of the call for proposals and that you're aware of. In terms of the specific piece around addressing the intersecting impact of race, and class, gender, sexuality, and other identity markers, we distributed a series of what we called framing questions on intersectionality. And just as a reminder, intersectionality is a concept, a framework for, that allows us to understand how our different subject positions or identity markers contribute to our individuals or groups' experiences of rights violations and how they experience it differently. So, for example, as a poor Black woman, my experience of racism is going to be different than a middle-class or wealthy Black woman. Indigenous women's experiences of domestic violence, for example, is different than, you know, someone living in the Upper East Side or West Side of New York. So with these, it's just really sort of bringing your attention to the fact that, you know, your proposals were chosen in part because they, you know, got to some of this issue, but that these questions will be reprinted in the program book, and so that participants are also aware of them and will be bringing this to the workshop. So where possible, you know, highlight these in your presentations, but be prepared that other folks will be engaging you around these issues. The other thing that will, other framework that we're using to support the sort of overall goals of the conference is a causality framework. This was developed by the Advocates for Human Rights. And essentially what the framework does is that it's based in the human rights approach, and it's designed to draw out overarching causes of rights violations, and it looks at sort of, you know, at three levels. One, those immediate causes of rights violations. What, for example, what are those unmet needs or directs of when human rights violations? It also addresses intermediate causes. What are those causes and of violations that are due to the sort of legal economic context under which folks live? And then it also looks to draw out root or structural causes. What are social attitudes or cultural assumptions or other systems that intersect to, you know, collude in human rights violations? And the other key portion of this framework that we're looking to draw out in each workshop are what are the proposed solutions? And those are solutions that you yourselves as panelists and moderators are discussing, but also what arises from the conversations from audience members and participants. So where this becomes important to you is that we will include these in the moderator protocols as something to, you know, to be alerted to, but we're not looking for you to change your presentations in any way related to this. But as these things, as you can use the word of this is a root cause, right? These are some immediate causes, ways of, you know, sort of highlighting that in your presentation, but that there will be note takers in the room who will have a template that who are taking notes along this line. And this will become useful later on in the conference where we have that culminating session bringing all these points together in our intersecting, looking at sort of ways these things intersect and the emerging issues and the role of human rights movement that happens in the evening on Sunday. So these note takers will be synthesizing what are some of the overarching causes and shared solutions that they've, you know, identified in these workshops and presenting it later in the day to have a larger plenary conversation among conference participants. So again, we just wanted to highlight that and ask you that you make time preferably at the end of the session to just check in with the note takers that they've adequately captured, you know, what the session has covered and just point them to anything they may have missed in that session. Some of the important things to keep in mind is that the other thing related to that is that we're asking you to attend that Sunday session because while the note takers are there to, you know, capture some of these things, you know, some of the more nuanced points will be, you know, missed, of course. And so it's important just to have you as someone, you know, who's participated in these workshops there to help contribute to the conversation and further develop them. Something to note is that the conference is being recorded. So all of the plenary sessions and main sessions are recorded and keynote sessions are recorded. The videographer will be in and out of some sessions to, you know, get clips for the recording that will be developed after the conference. So we're just asking you that you be mindful of time in your sessions. Try not to keep conference participants beyond the allotted time so that they can make it to sessions and we can adequately start on time and videotape accordingly. If your session will be videotaped and you've not let us know that this is a concern for you, then please do so. We're encouraging you, if you so choose, to videotape your own session, but that you get permission from participants to do that. One way of avoiding that would be to just videotape your panel and not so much the audience. We'll also be doing evaluations at the in each session. So we're asking that you allow for 5 minutes at the end of the session for participants to fill out the evaluations. There will be someone in the room to administer this, so this is not your responsibility. We're advising as well that if you want to do your own evaluation for your own purposes, you're welcome to do that in addition to what we're doing, but that we'll also be making these evaluations available for each session if you for everyone, whether or not you ask us for it. We'll also have timekeepers in the room. So I know sometimes it can be hectic to sort of keep track of time, moderate a panel, and focus on what you need to. So someone will be in the room giving you time cues as well, but that you also sort of, you know, adhere to your own time schedule. And the last piece is that we're producing a set of guidelines really on creating a human rights-centered space. These are just overarching principles about how you create safe space, build community, engage in supportive, sort of, you know, nonviolent, harassing ways with each other. But it does not get down to sort of specific ground rules like step up, step back, and, you know, all of that. So you should set your own ground rules in your own workshop, but be mindful that these will exist in a program book as overarching sort of guidelines for creating a human rights-centered space. So that's it for overall goals, expectations, and just sort of, you know, pointers to keep in mind as you plan your workshop. Are there any related questions on what I've just covered?
Hi. Actually, I have a question. I'm sorry if I missed this, but what time is the session on Sunday, the debriefing?
The session on Sunday is, give me 1 minute. It is from 1:45 to 3:15.
Okay, great, thanks.
And so technically the conference ends at 6. The other thing to note is that the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is planning to do a post-conference action, of course, related to the work they're doing on food justice and, you know, sort of holding corporations accountable for human rights violations. So we're, you know, encouraging folks to participate in that. It's not fully confirmed yet, but once it is, it will go up on the website and be announced. Are there any other questions? Okay, so it could be actually under 30 minutes. Again, if you missed this earlier announcement, if you haven't already told or identified Takesha Johnson, our event coordinator for the conference, your AV needs, or if you're, you know, sort of have any, if she sent you any of the emails related to just preparing for your workshop or booking your hotel or setting your flight, please reach out to her. Her email address is KESHIA@USHRnetwork.org. And the conference agenda that I went over is on our website, which is www.USHRnetwork.org. And it's on the main, a link up to it is on the main page. It's kind of cumbersome if I give it to you now. So if you just click on the Advancing Human Rights 2013 link, it'll take you directly to both the Emerging Issues presentations, the Human Rights Movement Builders Awards recipients whose pictures and bios are up, the list of keynote speakers, the workshop panels, and the agenda itself.
Jalan, this is Andrea. I have two questions.
Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I have two questions. One is, how many people are registered for the conference in general?
We have about 200 people registered at the moment, and maybe 100 others who booked hotel or booked some portion of their flight but haven't, you know, sort of brought it all together.
Okay. Okay. So we should expect, like, at least 30 people in each of our workshops if we want to bring handouts or something?
Thereabout, if they choose to go to the workshops, yes.
Okay.
So anywhere from 25 and up.
Okay. My other question is this. For the Human Rights Builders Awards presentation, will the recipients each be able to say something? Are they planning to give a short, you know, speech or anything like that, or no?
Yes, they will be given some time to say a few words.
How much time? I'm just helping Lenny prepare for that piece.
We'll reach out to him to tell him a specific time. It hasn't been determined yet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
So thanks for the questions. So if there are no further questions, please look for a follow-up email that will include the moderator protocol of the things that I've gone over here. Again, just the framing questions and some contact information for Keisha, as well as links to, you know, the agenda and stuff online. So thank you for your time, and if you do have questions, reach out to myself, Rachel, or Keisha.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.